Dude, this is funny. My buddy actually posted. It's like, boss, James, did you eat all the candy here? Me, maybe. Boss, but that was for everyone. You were only supposed to take one. Me. First of all, you didn't put a sign saying so. Secondly, my tummy hurts. It's like freaking James.
My life.
Story of my life. You ready?
Yes.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. This is Vicky B. And we got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
How you doing, my girl?
So good. How are you?
It's freaking finally Friday, man.
Dude, this week, seriously, it's felt like 8 weeks.
Well, it's also, we got GE2 coming up this weekend, so our week isn't over.
Yeah, so if you don't know, GE2.live, check it out. All the gaming. You can game with us tomorrow. We can kick your bootay.
Yep, we're going to be doing some Nerf, some VR, some board games.
Some dodgeball.
Hells to the yeah. Heads up, by the way, if you want to contact us, Facebook is TheBroad-Cast, Twitter at TheBroadcast999. Same with Instagram. You can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com or call or text us at 253-778-6029.
Woo woo!
Which, by the way, I'm tempted to start using when I go to the bars. Just like, if people won't let up, it's like, no, I'm cool, I'm not interested, and I'll just give them this number and
that
see what
would
happens.
Be funny. Oh my! And then you'd like get all their texts or their voicemails or something,
right?
You should.
We did get a text message after, because we were gone last week because I was gone.
Yes,
I was on vacation, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But we did get a message from Agustin.
Oh, hello, Agustin.
So he says, hey, ladies. So the one and only do or don't that stuck out to me, because we were talking about things like, according to this list, things that you shouldn't do in front of your wife or husband, which
yes.
we called BS on most of them, was the one that you should get dressed in front of your man because you don't want them to see you squeezing your butt to jeans. The only reason I would agree is to not doing it is if only the girl would like to keep them on. I think it is so hot to see a butt going into those jeans. I would just go over and take them right off. I love it, Agustin. That is a good point.
That
it's
is.
Like the jiggle, jiggle, jiggle jump.
I was like about to be like, wow, I'm so curious of why he wouldn't want to see that. Because sometimes I don't want to do that in front of my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm not trying to see you have me struggle because I'm bloated today or whatever, you know?
But it's not something like, you should never show your husband this. It's like,
yeah,
okay,
no.
He's going to see it sometimes. Like, calm down.
I like that, Agustin, that he just want to rip them right off.
It's like, yep, nope, I'm going to make them jiggle for another reason. But yeah, I went on vacation last week.
Where'd you go?
Seaside, Oregon, which is one of my favorite places. Seaside in Astoria. I went with my friend Jamie, and we just drove all around, did a lot of the touristy things I usually don't do, but I did things that I usually love to do. Like, I go to Fruit and Scoop, which is one of our friends that own it. You get Belgian style fries, and they make like the best ice cream.
That sounds bomb.
Yeah. Like, I'll pull up the, they have different ice creams like every day. So there's never anything consistent except
weird flavors.
Weird good flavors, not like 7-Up and or like Dr. Pep. What is it, the Mountain Dew and Dorito flavored I see sometimes? Ugh.
Gross.
But I always make it a point to stop by and get some, at least an ice cream.
So what'd you get?
I got the Hokey Pokey.
Okay.
Which I will tell you in a second what is all in it. Where's the Hokey Pokey? So it is our signature flavor, sweet cream custard with house-made honeycomb candy throughout.
Ooh.
It is so bomb.
That would be bomb.
But they have other flavors, like it's a husband and wife. They're super, super awesome that make them, and they're just ridiculously good. They have a key lime pie one, which is a lime curd custard with graham cracker crust crumbles sprinkled throughout.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
You don't like key lime?
No.
Come on.
I don't like pie, but
they have a raspberry sorbet.
Ooh.
They have a root beer, a brown sugar molasses, brown sugar custard spiked with clove and ginger with lots of chunks of our house-made molasses cookies throughout.
All of these sound actually pretty gross.
You're so basic. Like, not basic as in basic, but you like the basic flavors.
I like gold medal ribbon from Baskin Robbins with chocolate, vanilla, and caramel.
Yeah,
like, that's what I, or birthday cake ice cream. Those are my jams.
God, you're boring.
I don't like the fancy, like, pie flavored or molasses or.
And give a shout out to Kevin and Lisa. They're the owners and proprietors.
Oh, sorry, Kevin and Lisa.
Yeah, you can. They have bubble gum. They have a turtle
sundae. Oh, bubble gum?
Yeah. You've never had bubblegum ice cream?
I have, and it's disgusting.
God, you're such a hater.
I used to love cotton candy ice cream, so I can't really.
Yeah, you can't judge. Shut the
but
hell up.
But now it's disgusting. Cotton candy.
Cake batter.
Yes.
Butter cake custard with sprinkles and house-made buttercream.
Yes, I'm so there for that now.
Chocolate marshmallow turtle sundae, which is a sweet cream custard with pecan brittle fudge sauce.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Those sound good.
Yeah, it's all like they have a little bit of everything. They have a malted chocolate crunch, cookie or crunch, strawberry. What is it? Yeah, there's just so much good.
Vicky's straight up drooling over there.
I'm so hungry. And like the fries are legit. They're frites.
I love me some fries. So ice cream and fries, I'm there.
Yep. And it's just like it's the perfect combo, really. But yeah.
So that was the highlight of your vacation.
No, that's like one of the things I always get to do when I go visit Astoria. And then also there's like a outlet small as in Seaside as well. We didn't get to go because we went to Fred Meyer to pick up like two things for dinner because we had a little kitchenette in our hotel.
Cute.
But we ended up staying there for 2 hours because they had a boot sale and Oregon doesn't have taxes on their stuff. So we're like, hell yeah, we're buying boots.
Fred Meyer is the shiznoz.
So we ended up staying there for a long freaking time to the point where we both looked at each other like, we need to get the hell out.
Yeah.
We need to get out of here and chill because like I was hitting a wall.
Oh,
my energy levels were just like, boom, gone. But overall, it was just nice to talk to her and talk about life and being near the water and
getting
just,
away from everything and putting everything on pause.
Yeah, we went up on the column in Astoria, which you climb up. It's a big climb. She's like, I was like, we're almost there. And she looks up after a couple steps. It's like, we're halfway there. I'm like, okay, come on, let's just go. Let's
we
keep
got
going.
This.
We
just
got
keep going
this.
Up.
And she's so mad. A couple days later, she texts me. She's like, my legs still hurt.
Aww.
I'm like, that was good then. It's a good burn.
And pretty views and stuff. Right.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. I posted some pictures on my Instagram page. Be sure to share those. But it was just nice to get away. And then I had a race back on Friday to make it back for a wedding rehearsal, and then was in a wedding on Saturday.
Dun dun dun.
So I was pretty tired after my vacation. Would like another one, please.
Yeah, right.
Please.
Plus, a 2-day vacation is very short. Anyway.
Yeah, it was only like that was like me trying to get a. Like summer vacation. That was my last hope for an actual summer vacation. So I need an actual winter vacation soon.
Yeah, right.
But I have something I got to ask you because I had this conversation with a girlfriend of mine, Ashton, the other day. And
yes.
I would like listeners as well to kind of comment and text us and let us know what they think. So we were commenting on when we go in Ubers, like by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where do you sit? Because I always, if I'm by myself, for some reason, I feel more comfortable sitting in front with the Uber driver. Now, I wouldn't do it with a taxi driver, but I would with an Uber driver.
Aren't they like essentially the same thing, though?
No, I feel like a lot of Uber drivers are just, you know, people that are doing it. Like you get your grandma that's just looking like she's retired and she's making some extra cash along the way.
But like a taxi driver is just someone that's like needing a job. It's like a normal person,
too. I don't
know,
but like it just seems like I'm more... Not to be an a-hole, but almost all the taxi drivers I've ever had have been a-holes.
Yeah, or don't really say anything.
Yeah, they don't say anything or they're just jerks. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were in Chicago, we went to their gay pride festival thing they had going on.
Yeah.
We got a cab to take us back to the hotel and we told him, look, there is this big, like, there's no way around this. The festival goes along, like, it felt like a mile or something. It's like there's no way around it. So he's trying to make it easier. And he goes trying to go all the way around and he gets to the very end and it's a dead end.
Yeah.
And he goes back and has to go back around and didn't even clear we still got charged for
the meter. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, screw you. Like I've just had and we were telling him, no, you can't do this. Even though we're not from Chicago, we know that this is going on. And the fact that he didn't like, hey, let me at least clear the meter and restart. Like, I don't know. Like, with Uber, at least, it's pretty set and all
but
that.
But, like, why? I never in a million years, especially, like, I would understand if I had three other people and there was only the front left, you know?
Right.
Of course. But, like, if it's by myself, no, I always go in the back. And I think they assume that the person's going to go in the back. Like, I don't think they would ever be, like, assume that their one person's going to go in front and sit with them like their buddies.
I don't know. I feel like it makes you less, it sounds threatening, but it makes me feel like they're less threatening. So, like, they're not going to drive me off someplace I don't know. Also, I've actually had some really great conversations with Uber drivers to where I'm actually kind of glad I sat in the front. If it's one other person I'm with, like, if you and I get into an Uber, I'll sit in the back with you. Like, it's the two of us.
Yeah.
But I feel like either, like, oh, my God, I have a driver, and he, like...
But, like, they know that is their service.
I know, but for me, I feel like a jerk. Like, even though it's kind of like your dad, how he overthinks things and stuff. That's like with Ubers, that's what I think. Like,
but you can still have a conversation with them even in the back. Like,
yeah, but it's sometimes not the same, or like, I don't know.
If you told me right now to go outside and order an Uber and sit in the front, like, that causes me anxiety thinking about it. Because I think it's weird. I think they think it's weird. Because if I was an Uber driver, I think it's weird. I'd be like, why is this chick in the front with me I'm in the back?
My Uber score is a 4.93. I am pretty freaking awesome.
Why isn't it a 5?
Maybe because I was drunk a few times. So that's probably.
And sat in the back.
I have there's one time in Portland in January where I'm like, can we pull over real quick? And I walk like a good 20 feet away and vomit in the dead of night in Portland when it's snowing.
Hey, at least it wasn't in the car.
I'm like, yeah, bro, I helped out, man. And I moved away so you wouldn't have to see her.
And
he
did
still
the Uber driver just wait for you?
Yeah, because somebody else was in the car. I was like, you guys wait. Hold on.
I wonder what happened if you were the only one and you did that. Like, would they leave?
It's like, dude, come on. I'll tip you good. But I remember on one occasion I sat in the front and the guy was just super, like, kind of, like, spacey, but in a good way. Like, he was really fun. Like, he had his tablet in the front seat. He's like, oh, let me move my stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, totally. It was
my birthday. That's so weird.
And then he was such a weirdo in a good way. He gives me his tablet. He's like, here's a drawing app I have. Draw something for me. He's like, I ask everyone to draw something for me.
That's
cool.
You're
giving me your tablet? Like, this looks expensive. And so I sat there and I started coloring. Like, there's different things you can do. Like, I started kind of making, like, different rainbowy, like, effects. And he's like, man, and we just started talking about life and everything. So it was nice to bond. Like, he was super excitable, like a puppy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, cool, man. I'm glad I got to, like, chat with you and have, like, I'm not ever probably going to see you again, but it was nice to have that moment of pure, let's just bond. We're humans. Let's just kind of learn to, like each other in the moment, even if it's never going to happen again.
But he'd probably still do that if you were on the back seat.
Maybe, but I felt like it was nice to see him, like, look at him and not the back of his head. I don't know. That was me. And on another occasion, I remember I had a gentleman, and I can never pronounce it correctly. It's like S-K-I-H. I believe a type of, it's a religion. Ski, I think. A ski Muslim.
Okay.
They're the ones that wear like a turban.
Okay, yeah.
But not quite a full-on turban. It's a similar to thing, right?
Yeah. And
I'm not trying to be insensitive. I just don't know what it's called, so yeah. I apologize. And I was sitting with this gentleman, and we were talking about politics and life, like nothing like too heavy.
Yeah.
But I said something along the lines of like, you know what? You know, I know how everything is right now. It's a mess. Like, I wish that we could all just sit here and love each other and, like, you know, respect each other's religion. Because I grew up with religion. I'm not religious anymore. But I respect people who do find pleasure in it in their life, and they're not throwing it in like each other's faces or down each other's throats. And I'm like, I love people who are of this religion, And I expect them to show the same love and compassion and everything towards me and my pseudo non-religion. I'm not atheist, but I don't really have a religion right now. So it's like, and then I said something along the lines of, it's like everyone wants this current, you know, political situation to fail. Like, oh, I want the president to fail. I want him to fail. And I sat there. I'm like, no, I don't want him to fail, because it's like you hating the bus driver, right? And you want him to have a heart attack. Well, I don't want him to have a heart attack because he's driving the bus.
Yeah.
And I'm on this bus. So if he fails, I die. Like, I'm in trouble. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't want him. I want him to succeed. Even though I don't like him, I want things to turn out well.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, when he dropped me off, he takes my hand and, like, with both his hands and shakes it. And he's like, may you have a blessed day. Thank you so much for talking to me. And then I'm like, nice. Same to you, sir. Like, and we, you know, parted ways. And it just felt like such a unique conversation. Like, I wouldn't have been able to talk. Like, where would I have met this person and had a similar conversation? Even though it was like a 10-minute conversation.
Yeah.
It felt real. And I don't think I would have had that necessarily if I sat in the back. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of times I'm sitting in the front and it's awkward as hell.
Yeah. Like, nobody's talking. And man, like, God, that's a really intense, like, deep Uber ride. Like, right. Usually I just get in my Uber and I just shut up and I just look out the window and I'm like, okay, well, this is better than me driving or taking the bus. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't, like, because I ride the bus a lot now, and I don't ever make those connections or even think about making those connections. I'm just like, I'm here because I need to get to my destination. That is the only reason why.
Right. But, I mean, like, I remember I did take my first time I took, like, an Uber pool.
Or like, oh yeah, with multiple people.
I was super excited. I'm like, hey guys, it's my first Uber pool, and they did not give a crap.
I know. I always think about like, that too. I'm always like, God, that'd be so fun to be like, oh, well, where are you going? We're gonna drop you off first.
I know, like, but I actually recently, that was my first one. Nobody gave a crap. I was like, cool, this was less exciting than I thought, but I did save a couple bucks. So I mean, there's that. I did take one recently because I needed to get to my car. It was within downtown Seattle, and I'm really only going like 5 blocks, but yeah, it's all uphill. It's like, I'm not. Nope.
Not today.
I'm taking an Uber, and they picked an Uber pool, and they picked me up. And like the guy was super like, hey, how's it going? Like, and I sat in the front seat because there's two people in the back, and they were a couple, and they were really excitable too. And like, I didn't get anybody's names or anything, but it was just nice to be happy and excited for no real reason except we're all a bunch of strangers united in this one car at this very moment.
Yeah.
And just being.
Probably never see you again.
It was just such a chill, like, okay, cool, bye. Like, yeah. It was nice.
No, that is nice. I wish people more like that. But then sometimes I'm also like, I don't want to talk. And like, that's, it's a long night. Like, I'm just trying to get home.
And that's totally acceptable, too. I don't think, like, you have to make or force it either.
I do like the Uber drivers that have food or beverages in the car, in case anyone's an Uber driver out there. That's definitely a plus.
I do feel bad because then that's money out of their pocket, too.
Yeah, but it's like a bottle, like, you can buy like 24 bottles of water for like $3. Yeah. Like, that's worth it. Because right, if someone has that in their car, I'm like, you are the best. And I will make sure you
especially
get
at night. I think you need to have water if you're driving around like downtown Seattle at yeah, night. Because you're going to get a lot of drunk people.
A lot of drunk people.
And if you can score some barf bags, even better.
Especially for Vicky.
I was going to say, my roommate's an EMT. He's like, if you guys ever need barf bags, let me know. I'm like, thanks, buddy. I will hit you up.
Yeah, that's good to know.
But speaking of Uber drivers and drinking too much, guess what season it is?
Hibernation season.
Not quite. Well, it's also cuffing close season, but it's Halloween season.
Dun, dun!
Everyone's been, you had a party like last week, didn't you?
I did, yes, Friday the 13th. I broke my cleanse, which because the only reason why I broke it is because my friend threw a Friday the 13th party. So I'm confused because I already dressed up and did the whole shebang. So I keep forgetting that Halloween hasn't happened yet.
Right. And everything's like, there's stuff happening this weekend. There's stuff happening on the weekend before Halloween. And there's stuff happening the day of Halloween, which is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to go to In This Moment. I haven't figured that out yet.
Wow, really?
Yeah. The concert.
Good for you, dude. Right? On a Tuesday?
I think I did that last time, too. I think I went on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Oh, I'm an old lady sometimes.
I love In This Moment, though.
Do it.
My
go.
Exception. But one of the things I remembered last year that we did, we ended up getting out kind of late. We didn't start partying until late, and the places we went to were pretty much winding down. So
when she means we, she doesn't mean me, by the way, you guys. I wasn't invited.
What did you do last year?
I don't remember, exactly, to be honest. Probably
Sarah
nothing
wasn't
cool.
A show. No.
Probably was. I really, let me ponder this for a second.
All right. Well, what I ended up doing, my friend Ashton's like, let's go do something. So I think I worked that day. We came back. I did her makeup and we were all drinking while we did makeup and stuff. So that's what took forever. And we pre-funked. We drove to downtown Seattle like, and we went to, I forget what the bar is. It's the Irish bar in like by Pike Place Market.
Okay.
I think yeah, everyone, I'm forgetting the name of it. But we went there and we did some bar hopping in that area. I think we went to Fado. No, did we go to Fado? No, we didn't. We were going to, but it was kind of far. And I think we just kind of closed.
Were you guys all in costume? Everyone was in costume?
Yeah. Ashton wore like a skeleton dress.
Okay.
And she wore like the skeleton. Like I did the skeleton face makeup for her. I had all these costume pieces I really wanted to use. So I did like a Mad Max themed.
Oh, cool.
Kind of vibe. Like I wasn't a specific character, but I was dressed up as if I was in Mad Max times, I guess. I totally forgot what her husband was and forgot what everyone else dressed up as, to be honest.
Nobody else matters.
No, except Ashton and me, because we got the best pictures.
And,
but I decided while we were getting ready, I'm like, let's play Halloween bingo. And basically, it's where you go out to the bar. And you can play this. It doesn't have to be for Halloween. You can do this just like going out bingo or like bride. Like if you go on like a bachelorette party, you can do bachelorette bingo, you know?
Fun.
But for Halloween, it makes it super easy because you can just do costumes. So you all print off like a square. You can make the squares yourself, like a 5x5, and then do the middle one as a free board.
Yeah.
But then do different costumes you think you'll see throughout the night, or you can even incorporate stuff like things like mess, like or drinking things that you'll see throughout the night, not necessarily Halloween things, like
someone takes a body shot off of someone.
Yeah, body shot or a Jaeger. Someone's like Jaeger,
or like a Jello bomb,
or if you see like a group of girls doing Jello shots, like it has to be a group of girls, more than two. Or a girl with her shoes off, or someone puking in an alley. You can do that kind of stuff, right?
Or a crying girl in the bathroom.
Crying girl.
That would be me. You all would get one.
So I decided, I came up with a list, but you can start picking ones and see if they're on my list.
For your boxes, right?
For the boxes. So everyone can have, you just print off the sheets or you can make them, like I said, like easy, 5x20, like 5x5. You can just find it on Google and print it. And everyone fills in what they want in different squares. So that way no one has the same board.
And then everybody has different things too?
Yeah, like you can pick from this list which ones you want to incorporate.
Okay.
So that way, you know, you might get a bingo faster or you can make it harder.
Totally.
Because some of these might be a little harder. So like one of the things I have, if you see a superhero, you mark it off your list.
Okay.
So it could be Batman, and it could even
Captain America.
You know, Iron Man, any of that. And it could be like a really fancy one or it could be like a homemade
one. Really ghetto one.
I have some pretty vague stuff on here, too, which we'll get to. This one always, I think, is funny. Seeing something sexy that shouldn't be sexy. Like a sexy Rugrats character. Or a sexy Teletubby or sexy SpongeBob.
I feel like that's what I always am every year. Like a sexy peacock. Or like
a sexy Flamingo.
Yeah.
Which is also on my list. I have unicorn animals on my list.
Oh, yep. Yep. I would have gotten one for that.
And it's up to your group to decide if you're allowed to double dip. So, for example, something that shouldn't be sexy, if that's on your list, you cross it out. But you could also, if it's a peacock, like a sexy peacock, would you also cross that animal? So if your group says you're only allowed to do one or the other,
you choose.
You can choose one, or if you can do both, then double whammy.
Sweet. Yeah.
Somebody in a onesie, because onesies have become pretty popular.
Especially because it's so cold out now, especially if you're going bar hopping or something. Like, I want to be in a onesie.
I know. I might wear a onesie on Halloween day here at work.
Oh, yes.
The one I wore for my birthday, I wore toothless.
Bring me one.
No, I'm not giving you Pikachu. You need a new one.
Damn it.
I have a skull. I have a Day of the Dead one.
Okay.
That one's good.
That's perfect.
Right now, because it's so popular, it. Anything that's an it reference.
Dude, I went to the Halloween store and it was like, I saw the new movie and it really didn't really do anything for me. I didn't think it was that funny or scary. I haven't seen the original, but I went into the Halloween store and like the made up, like mannequins of it and everything, and some of them move, and that is even more frightening. And then they play the music and they're just staring at you, and I'm like, I don't like this.
Nope.
I don't like this. So I don't think I'm going to appreciate anyone who dresses up as it. But that's a good one because a lot of people will.
Yeah, that's going to be an easy cross out.
Yeah.
And it can be any reference. It doesn't have to be Pennywise the clown. It could be like the little boy in the yellow. What is his name?
Georgie.
Georgie.
Georgie with the one arm.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, awkward. Sorry, guys.
Speaking of Stranger Things, it's coming out in a couple days. That's going to be huge. You're going to see a lot of Elevens, a lot of all the little cute
Eggo waffles.
A lot of waffles. And you can decide within your group. I see a guy dressed up as Eggo. Does that count as Stranger Things?
That's
something you can find
that's
about.
The only reason why he should dress up as Eggo, except waffles are amazing.
Another one, I kept this pretty vague, pop singer. So whether it's Miley Cyrus, a pregnant Beyonce,
Britney Spears,
any form of Britney Spears, any, you know, Christina.
Do the dudes count too?
Yep.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake, boy bands. Justin Bieber for
sure. Spice Girls, that's a good one.
Harley Quinn, I specifically pointed her out just because there's...
Last year. Nuts. I went to a club and like one of my girls dressed up as her, like in, what was that movie?
Suicide Squad.
And we were at the club and there was so many of them that I kept getting confused because I kept thinking it was my friend, but it wasn't. And I was like, oh no, you guys need to not be this anymore.
I feel like I've seen a lot of Harley Quinn in the...
It's a dope costume.
Still, like, I still see a lot of stuff. You could pull off a great Harley Quinn.
Oh, with my hair, the pigtails? Yeah, that'd be cool.
You got a cute little buddy. Another one is a face makeup costume. Like my friend Ashton, she wore like a skeleton dress. And then most of her costume was her face makeup.
Yeah.
But it can't be Pennywise. I put that as separate. I mean, if you really don't care, that's fine.
Yeah.
But.
No, that's a good one because people just do that when you don't. Because I was going to do that when I didn't know what to do. I was like, let me just buy face paint and just paint something on my face.
Right.
But then I realized I suck at doing face paint. So I was like, yeah, I shouldn't do that.
Another one, a traditional costume. Like the traditional, like a ghost or a mummy or like the old school vampire, the cat. A witch or a pirate or like a pumpkin.
Oh, I have one. I have another one too. Sorry that I just thought of.
What? What is it?
Because of the passing of Hugh. I think it should be Hugh and Playboy Bunny.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because that's super easy for people. Play like a bunny and then like a dude in a robe.
They have to be together, the bunny. Like if the bunny's by herself, would that be okay? Or does it? She have to be with Hugh? Like Hugh can be by himself, but the bunny can't? Or
I think either of them.
Hugh Hefner or bunny.
Oh, rest in peace, Hugh.
And or. That's a good one. I like that. Yeah, so we got the traditional costume. Rick and Morty, also very popular this year.
Yep.
Any of the characters from Rick and Morty.
That's actually really dope to see someone dress like
that. My buddy messaged me. He's like, what are you doing this day? We're going to all dress up as Rick and Morty characters.
Like, oh, that'd be so, so many of you guys.
Let me see if I can find what's it all saying. Because
I feel like that'd be hard unless you actually have a mask and stuff.
Well, if you go to Hot Topic, I know they have they do have the Morty masks in some places. I know Spencer's does. So Hot Topic has a wig, the actual wig,
crazy hair,
and they have a shirt that looks like his outfit, or you can buy the whole costume with the scientist lab jacket and stuff like that. But I do have on here as well shirt costumes, people that just have it's a t-shirt but it looks like a superhero's chest or something. See, I think that's
kind of half-assed again, but I guess you're still kind of.
I also have the no costume person, the person that showed up without the costume.
And it's just I'm myself.
It's just I'm just me today. So let me see what my buddy said. He messaged me and he's my buddy Brett's going to be Summer. Drew is Rick and I'm making a Robo Snowball costume.
Dope.
So it was Snowball in the, have you seen Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
Oh, you, what?
Oh, my boyfriend loves it.
Oh, girl, I don't know. We can bond over Rick and Morty. You know what I'm talking about then.
No, not really.
Oh. So Snowball, he becomes smart and so they put this little helmet so he's smart enough to obey orders correctly. But then he even use the toilet. But then he figures out.
Is Snowball
out
a dog?
The dog.
Yeah.
And then he becomes what was the other name yet? Anyways, doesn't matter. So he then becomes even smarter because he figures out if he puts batteries in the little helmet, he can become even smarter.
Oh, that sounds really cute, actually.
But then he creates this mega suit that's robot arms and he kind of sits in it.
Oh.
And so my buddy's I'm going to have the Robo Snowball costume, perhaps with an actual real dog. And he's it looks just like Snowball.
Oh.
But there's a creepy moment in the show where he's where are my testicles, Summer? Where are my testicles? He's just all pissed because they neutered him.
Oh.
So I'm that is going to be the greatest costume ever. So
and just say that over and over again.
Where are my testicles, Summer?
Are you going to be Summer?
No, I don't know. I think somebody else is going to be Summer. Oh, but if I go, Summer. I think I'd want to be, I might either be the mom. I don't want to be, I could be Morty, but I don't know if I want to be Morty. Maybe
Morty.
Yeah.
Morty's cute though.
Yeah. what's the other ones on here? No costume guy, shirt costume, the dollar store costume guy. The person who wears literally a cattail tucked onto their regular pants.
Or big glasses or something.
Yeah.
Or a lei, I mean.
A lei or whatever. Or they put the little cat ears on or the bunny ears and that's it.
Yeah.
I call it the dollar store costume person.
And then you should punch them in the face.
Yeah. You're not invited to my parties.
Yeah.
A food item.
Yes. Oh, I saw so many of those. I was going to be a donut because it was just so easy. You just they literally had the whole donut thing. And you just put it over your shoulders and then you're just a donut.
I like it.
There's donuts. There's pizza. There was a hot dog one.
Dude, I think I saw Snapchat is because they have that little dancing hot dog in their snaps.
Yeah.
They're making a costume of that.
Damn, good for Snapchat because that dancing hot dog was pretty entertaining.
We also got Game of Thrones characters.
Oh, yeah. Was the mother of the dragons,
Daenerys.
I think, or something. I don't know. She had a dragon on her
Daenerys.
Shoulder. Yes, she was that character. And I was oh, I don't get it, but oh.
It's okay. A lot of Jon Snows, I think, we'll see this year, too.
Oh, probably.
Another one, we've had a lot of celebrities passing, so if you see any dead celebrity, even if it hasn't been a recent one,
yeah,
you can specify on your list if you want, recent or not, because I could bet you'll see a Marilyn Monroe.
Or a Michael Jackson or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are people you'll probably end up seeing. I narrowed this one, made it vague. Political figure. I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of that.
Don't expect to get any action if you're a political figure, just saying.
Unless you do something funny. There's one, it's where you put it on and your legs look like you look like you're getting a piggyback ride from the person.
Oh,
so your legs look like their legs, and then you have fake legs that look like they're supposed to be yours.
Yeah.
Another one could be a pun, like a punny costume.
Yeah,
seen a bunch of those. Or what was one that it? God, I see them all the time, and now I can't think of any single one
except for the gum under the chair.
Yeah, if you put a little chair on your head, and then
Yeah.
You dress in all pink or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of others too. I can't.
I know I've seen a million of them. Hold on. Pun costume online. Another one would be a group costume. If you see a whole group in an actual costume, then that counts as another one on your bingo board. And by the way, you can make the prize anything you want.
Wait, what? How would they all be in another costume? Wait, what?
Like, be a group costume. Like, if they're a bunch of minions, or if they're the Power Rangers.
Oh,
or the Spice Girls. So that could be double duty. If you're the Spice Girl and pop singer, you
Dude, that would be so cute, seeing a bunch of people just as minions. If they were short.
Right, so there's somebody in a foot costume. It's a really giant foot, so you're a big foot.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Or, I didn't like it at first, but now I do.
It's like Han Solo, but he's in a Solo cup. So he's Han Solo
That's
cup.
That's funny.
Actually,
these are good.
My brother, somebody photoshopped. His name is Juan. So they put
Juan Solo.
They dressed him up as Han Solo, and they like crappily photoshopped him. So it's Juan Solo cup.
That's
And they
hilarious.
Put him in a Solo cup.
Oh, that's hella cute.
You can be Ariana Grande latte. Ariana Grande in a coffee cup.
In a coffee cup. These are clever.
Right. Or it's a dog mask thing, but with like a horn. So you're a horn dog.
Oh.
Like a French horn.
Oh. Or you could be like a dog, but then just have like some corn.
Yeah.
You could be a corn dog. Sounds so funny. I get it. I get it now.
Or a mini M&M. So it's Minnie Mouse's hands with like M&M's.
The wrapper?
No, M&M's like the candy.
Oh,
so she's
that's
wearing
cute.
A pink dress, but it has like an M on it for like being an M&M.
I would never get that in a million years.
Oh, couch potato. You have a whole couch, like a little couch around you.
Oh, that's cute.
Lord of the Rings. So the girl's wearing a bunch of rings and she's got like a wizard mask or a wizard hat.
Oh, she's the Lord.
Yeah. The Second Amendment. So she has a shirt that says like the Declaration of whatever it's called.
Independence?
Yeah. And then she has two bears on her arms, the right to bear arms.
Oh,
get it?
Wow.
It's the Second Amendment.
These are getting pretty bad.
Yeah. So let me go buy some more.
There's some good ones there.
Starbucks.
So.
There's like she literally taped dollars with stars on her.
That's funny.
It's funny and dumb. The cloud. So someone dressed up as a cloud and then put pictures on herself because like you upload the pictures into the cloud.
Oh, that's funny. They should have put like naked celebrity pictures.
I think there is one of like Justin Bieber
that's
and, like shirtless
hilarious.
On there.
Yes, she's the cloud.
You can have a shirt that says life and you hand out lemons.
Life gives you lemons.
Oh, what is this?
That's kind of cute.
You've seen this. You know what Sailor Moon is, right?
That children's book.
Sailor Moon's a cartoon anime.
Oh.
I mean, I guess it was probably a manga. So they have Sailor Moon, Sailor Venus, Sailor Mars, and in the later seasons you have Sailor Uranus. So this guy dressed up as like an old school Navy sailor and he put little fake butt on, so he's Sailor Uranus. Okay, and he's next to an actual sailor scout.
That's cute. Okay, see, that's these are cool. Funny. Be a pun, you guys.
Oh, this girl's wearing workout gear and she's got like a paper fiddle, fit as a fiddle.
Oh.
All right,
that's
cool.
Much.
The Spice Girls and they all have different
like spices.
Yeah, spices.
That's funny. I'd be cardamom.
Spelling bee. She's dressed as a bee with like the little letters. Rev did the zombies. So he's a zombie bee.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you do for pun costumes.
Okay. That might be hard to like find at a club. But
maybe.
Like if you're at a party or something, you can ask someone like, what are you? And then.
And that's why you can pick. You're like, if you're going to a club, you might not want to pick that one.
Yeah.
But if you're going to a party, house party, I think that's probably better. Same with group costume. You can probably find both. A couple's costume.
Oh, those are easy.
Like peanut butter and jelly or Joker and Harley Quinn. Like that would be a couple's costume.
I went as a convict and my boyfriend went as a cop. Mm-hmm. So he was arresting me. So that was there was also a devil and an angel.
That would go under traditional costumes, I think.
And a couple, right?
And couples.
Yeah.
So you got 2 points right there.
Shoot.
And then you guys would have, like, I was thinking also occupation.
Yeah, so like a nurse or...
Nurse, a cop, a doctor.
A firefighter.
Firefighter. And I would also be, like...
He would get one. I wouldn't.
Well, I mean, like, I'd see the cop and, like, I'd see
the cop. Yeah, the cop would.
But if I'm looking and I see a couple there, I'm like, I got 2 points.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
Did I already do dollar store costume? Yes, yeah. I did. Because I wrote it twice. Nice. Just a standard sexy costume, like...
Schoolgirl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sexy. I don't know, really anything with fishnets.
Right.
Really.
And she's like, I'm a hooker. Okay.
Okay.
What are you
I'm
up
a
as?
Stripper. Ha ha.
The inflatable costumes.
Oh yeah.
Like the T-Rex that everyone
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. My friend had one of those. My friend made one of the, you know, the big crazy things that are outside of usually car sales.
Yeah, the wacky waving inflatable tube man.
She made one and was one. And, like, I think went to the bar and it's just, like, her, like, on the dance floor. Like,
just flailing her arms. Yeah. I would sit and, like, seriously dance like that the entire time. Just like, woo.
Yeah, it's really dope. It came out really good, too. And you can look like complete crap under it.
Yeah.
Because you're like, no one sees you.
Which I'll go, like, I've been really, like, into the comfy costumes lately.
Yeah.
I've noticed. Because, like, I mean, last year I kind of wasn't super comfy, but I really wanted to do, like, the makeup. So I was the Mad Max character.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I wore, like, shorts and tights and, like, boots. And, like, it wasn't, like, overly sexy, but it wasn't, like, the year before. I've done, what did I do? I did Ace Ventura one year. Like,
oh,
him
yeah.
at the asylum.
With your crazy hair.
Yeah, that was fun. And then I've done Silent Bob once.
Yeah.
I've done, what was last year's? Did I wear
the
one?
Mad Max.
No, Mad Max, but the one before. Like, I think I did two costumes last year. I'm thinking of some other day. Anyways, but I'm like really into the comfy costumes.
I like, sometimes I am, like, for here, Halloween, like, obviously I don't want to dress up this early in the morning and go to work looking like something. But then I was at the store and it was really like a debate between, like, okay, do we actually want to be like cute looking or do we want to be comfy? Because we were just going to go in monkey suits. Like, that was, like,
you guys
our second
get onesies.
Options. Yeah, but then we were like, we're going to get so hot in this.
You and just then part wore nothing of me underneath. Like, and that way,
I know.
But get the ones with the butt flap.
Oh, God.
So you can do it.
I don't know if I want my butt fully out, but. But then I was like, well, I kind of want to feel cute, too. Like, it's like that whole, like, I want to feel cute for, like, an hour and then feel comfy. You know what I'm saying?
It's like what I did for my birthday. I wore, like, the short stitch one, romper? And then I switched to my toothless onesie.
Yeah.
It's super cozy and warm.
Yeah, because once you, like, start having drinks and stuff, you're like, I don't want to do this. Luckily, the party I went to, my friend, like, forbid heels and any type of heels, like even like boot heels, because she just got new floors.
Oh, I don't blame her.
So, yeah. So I was like, because I was going to go as a hooker and have to wear like high heels and stuff. And I was like, okay, well, I can't anymore. So,
well, I mean, you could be an Aurora hooker.
Just barefoot. Okay. Just like dirty my
some,
feet
I've
up
actually
first.
Seen some real cute hookers in Aurora.
But like barefoot?
No, I was kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised because those heels hurt. But then that was kind of nice because then I didn't wear heels because that's right. Like a whole nother just like.
I feel like it's hard to get turned up when you're worrying about like falling over. You're already over when you're drunk. And
yeah, that's
wearing
why like
heels.
The only time I wear high heels is usually like on my birthday just because I want to feel like special. But like I never usually go out in heels.
Right. I would for the wedding. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to wear these heels. I'm going to wear this and that. I'm like, crap. I'm going to be the shortest one because everyone's going to be towering over.
You're already like the short one.
So I went out. We did the whole ceremony. I wore heels down the aisle.
Yeah.
And then the second it was over, I put like my Uggs on.
Oh, yeah.
Like Ugg type boots. And I was like, oh, these are so comfy.
No one cared, right?
Nobody cared.
Yeah. It's not like, even if you took pictures, you probably had your heels on.
Yeah. We took the picture. When we took pictures, we were in heels.
Yeah.
But that was it. Star Wars or Star Trek. I feel like it's going to be very popular.
Yep,
lots of raves.
Especially now because the trailer.
Yeah, we got Rey. We'll probably get a lot of Darth Vader and a lot of what's
that cute little new guy?
Which
maybe not yet.
That little guy.
Yeah, with the big eyes.
The little creature.
Yeah, he's cute.
I think we'll get a lot of those. Same with Star Trek, Disney. And if you want to do different, categories, you can do Disney princesses as one category, and then Disney in general.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get stuff like Minnie Mouse or Goofy or.
Yeah.
Like any of the Disney original movies, yeah. Or even like, you know, Halloween Town, like anything like that. It's up to you, but yeah, I kind of lumped it all together. A homemade costume where it's like a t-shirt and they put a little like bunch of drawings on it and make it look like a strawberry and they have like a little paper hat.
Yeah.
A strawberry or a pineapple. Pokemon, I think, is also going to be pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Glow, if you saw that series, it was the wrestling series. I saw a lot of costumes for that online.
Oh.
Because it's really fun. You can do fun makeup and you're wearing a leotard, but it's full cost. Like, it's still sexy, but you can be fully dressed.
Yeah.
With the tights and everything. So I feel like that one's going to be kind of popular. And then anything gender bent. So a character that's normally a guy, a girl's dressed up as him, like the female version or vice versa.
Oh, that's funny.
So that you can get points for that. Unicorn.
Like if a guy is like Wonder Woman or something.
Yeah, like a guy version of Wonder Woman. Like, I mean, if you really want to. You can split it up as in two where they make a male version of Wonder Woman or the female version of Superman, or if it's literally a girl pretending to be the male Superman. You can make it one. Yeah, you can. And these are pretty easy to kind of split up how you want, but these are a lot of options. And
So make your bingo boards and then yes. go out and like see who wins. And then whoever, you guys should have like a prize, whoever gets it.
Yeah, like at the end of the night, that person, like everyone puts in like $5 or something. Yeah. And buys like drinks or puts in $1, depending on how many people go with you. If there's like five of you, okay, cool. Everyone put $2 in and the person who wins gets all that money and buys a drink.
Yeah.
Or if you're having a party, you can have costume contests and you can also make that part of whoever, you know, completes their board.
Gets a bottle.
Yes. Or maybe a mini bottle.
Or a little
Depends
bottle.
How cheap you
Let's
are.
Let's get real. We're all cheap asses.
All right. I think this is a good place to stop, mainly because we got two goes.
Yes. Have a good, safe weekend.
Yes. And if you guys have any other ones to add, because we decided to do this early.
So yes, you have you guys.
A couple weeks to kind of get your boards all ready. And if you have any more to add or if you make your boards, please send us a picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're out of here. It's Friday.
Bye.
Bye.